low-carb diets show promise for relieving lipedema. When Laura Kerr's legs gained 40 pounds in 2 months during perimenopause, making stairs nearly impossible to climb, her doctor's advice was familiar: lose weight. But Kerr's problem wasn't overeating, it was a chronic fat disorder that conventional dieting can't touch. For years, doctors told me to lose weight, but the pain and swelling in my legs only grew worse, Kerr, a yoga instructor who had struggled with unexplained leg heaviness, told the Epoch Times. She remembers times when her legs felt impossibly heavy. Bruises appeared overnight without explanation, and no amount of dieting or exercise could change their shape. Kerr later discovered she had lipedema, a condition that affects an estimated 11 to 18% of women, many of whom remain undiagnosed. The diagnosis finally gave a name to her daily struggles and revealed why conventional weight loss had failed her. Researchers are now showing what patients like Kerr have long suspected: lipedema fat behaves differently than normal body fat, and that dietary strategies, especially low-carbohydrate approaches, may reduce pain and swelling even when regular dieting doesn't. A closer look at lipedema. Unlike typical weight gain, lipedema creates distinct patterns that help separate it from other conditions. How it looks: legs and hips that enlarge disproportionately compared to the rest of the body, often described as an inverted champagne bottle, are distinct features. Arms can also be affected, but the feet and hands are not, which helps separate it from other conditions. How it develops: the tissue starts soft, then gradually becomes nodular and fibrous. In later stages, large fat pads form, mobility declines, and foot and ankle swelling becomes common. How it feels: unlike typical fat, lipedema tissue is firm, fibrotic, and resistant to weight loss. Because the tissue becomes diseased, it bruises easily and remains tender, as the tiny blood vessels inside are fragile. What to watch for: the condition almost always affects both sides equally, runs in families, and worsens during hormonal phases such as puberty, pregnancy, and menopause. Currently, there is no cure for lipedema. Treatment focuses on managing symptoms through the use of compression garments, lymphatic massage, low-impact exercise, anti-inflammatory approaches, and, in severe cases, specialized liposuction surgery. When hormones and inflammation collide, lipedema fat reacts to hormone changes and tends to keep the affected area in a constant state of irritation. For some women, these challenges worsen at puberty, during pregnancy, or around menopause, when estrogen and progesterone levels shift. These hormonal shifts drive many of the condition's most stubborn symptoms. I was told to lose weight, exercise more, and just be patient. But nothing explained the way my legs and arms grew while the rest of my body stayed the same, said Kerr. A review published in Biomedicines found that lipedema tissue shows fragile blood vessels, swelling, and immune activity that point to ongoing inflammation. The inflammatory state is closely tied to hormonal fluctuations, which can make fat in the affected areas more likely to grow and retain fluid. Together, these changes help explain why traditional diets rarely work for lipedema and why carb reduction is now being studied as a potential therapy. When fat growth and inflammation fuel each other, women often find that their bodies no longer respond to diets the way they expect. As Kerr puts it, it's a condition that simply doesn't play by the normal rules. Why diet strategies matter. While diet cannot cure lipedema, making informed food choices can make a difference. One reason is insulin, a hormone that signals fat cells when to store energy and when to release it. In lipedema, excessive insulin can cause fat cells to retain their size and intensify inflammation. Cutting back on sugar and refined carbs helps lower insulin levels, which can also calm some of the body's inflammation. While not specific to lipedema, studies on women's health have linked eating patterns, such as the Mediterranean or ketogenic diets, to reduced inflammation and improved insulin control. These findings provide a logical pathway for why nutrition might offer relief. Limiting inflammation benefits everyone, but especially those dealing with lipedema, Dr. Michael Illingworth, chief medical officer at The Bodybuilding, told the Epoch Times. Illingworth recommends the Mediterranean diet, intermittent fasting, and supplementation with omega-3 3 fatty acids and vitamin D. The problem with processed foods. Refined carbs found in foods such as white bread, rice, pasta, and pastries have been stripped of their fiber and nutrients during processing. As a result, the body burns through them quickly, converting them into sugar almost immediately. That sugar spike causes rapid rises in insulin, which can trigger inflammation, leading to the pain and swelling that accompany lipedema. I've noticed that meals filled with processed foods, sugar, and refined carbs can trigger and intensify swelling in the legs and arms, Kerr said. Healthcare providers who work with lipedema patients report seeing similar patterns. When patients make the proper dietary changes, they have better lymphatic flow and decreased sensitivity, which makes treatment more effective and long-lasting, licensed physical therapist assistant Christine Raridan, who specializes in treating patients with lipedema and lymphedema at McGuire Physical Therapy, told the Epoch Times. Starting with an anti-inflammatory diet is an easy and more cost-effective way to improve the body from the inside out, Raridan said. It can calm the inflammation around fat tissue and nodules, leading to less pain. While diet isn't a cure, it can set the stage for other treatments to be more effective and bring longer-lasting relief. Foods that may help. Foods often used in anti-inflammatory and low-carb eating include fatty fish such as salmon or sardines, leafy greens such as kale, spinach, and Swiss chard, cruciferous vegetables such as broccoli, Brussels sprouts, and cabbage, berries, cherries, and other colorful fruits, olive oil and nuts such as walnuts or almonds, herbs and spices, including turmeric, ginger, and garlic. Simple food swaps can also make a difference. Cauliflower rice or zucchini noodles instead of pasta or white rice. Lettuce wraps in place of sandwich bread or tortillas. Plain Greek yogurt instead of sweetened yogurts. Nuts, cheese, or hard-boiled eggs instead of chips or crackers. Sparkling water with lemon or berries instead of soda or sweet tea. Gentle movement for relief. Kerr's experience with lipedema has shaped how she approaches exercise, both for herself and her yoga students. When I first stepped into yoga, I thought it was about flexibility and strength, she said. But with lipedema, I quickly realized it was about something deeper, finding ways to move that don't punish the body, but support it. In Kerr's practice, she recommends restorative exercises that keep lymph fluid moving and ease swelling without putting stress on the joints. These movements also calm the nervous system, helping reduce cortisol spikes that fuel inflammation. Legs up the wall encourages lymph flow and lightens heaviness in the legs. Seated or supported cat-cow, gentle spinal movements help pump lymph and ease stiffness without stressing joints. Calf pumping and ankle circles stimulates circulation and relieves heaviness in the legs. Gentle twists with breath work combines movement with nervous system regulation, reducing both inflammation and stress. Using props, bolsters, chairs, and blocks can make yoga more accessible and supportive. Finding support and resources. Lipedema can feel overwhelming, not only because of the way it reshapes the body over time, but also because of the lack of awareness among providers. Connecting with the right resources can make all the difference in creating a sustainable plan. Some patients do report improvements with ketogenic or low-carb approaches, while others benefit from anti-inflammatory eating focused on whole foods, healthy fats, lean proteins, and reduced processed sugar, Hiba Hamidi, strategic planning lead and board member with the American Lipedema Association, told the Epoch Times. What matters most is access to knowledgeable providers and a supportive community. The American Lipedema Association offers education, ways to connect with peers, and treatment resources for those seeking to learn more. Experts agree that the greatest progress doesn't come from a single fix, but from a complete plan that combines nutrition, movement, compression, and medical support. For Kerr, finding the right blend of nutrition, movement, and support has been life-changing, proof that women with lipedema can regain comfort, strength, and confidence. For many, lowering carbohydrates offers a new way to ease the daily burden of lipedema that once felt beyond their control,